here.
Oh,
here.
You try.
Here.
You hear me?
Me hear you. You hear me?
Me hear you.
Sound good,
y'all.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, April 2nd, around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. How is everyone doing?
Hello. It's us again. I should stop this.
You should come up with something different. It's going to start being like Jim and Sam.
Exactly. No, it's like Chef, whatever his name is. As always, enjoy the Orzo Chef.
Yes, Chef John, I believe.
Yes. So, hello everyone. It's us again, Nikki and Michael. We hope everyone is still healthy and safe and mostly stay at home.
Yes, most important, being safe and healthy. So staying at home, I guess. Should we just go right into the boat?
Yes. I think the day the boat came in, should we explain what the boat is?
The USS Comfort, the medical Navy boat that's currently somewhere in the New York Harbor. I don't know if any patients have yet to be put on it or not, but it's to help offset all of the hospitals in New York City that are being strained with patients.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not for COVID-19 patients. It's for all the other patients, basically to move them so that A, they wouldn't get exposed, and B, to basically leave the room and resources in the city to the coronavirus patients. So that one is, actually for all the other type of patient. And it came what? The 31st?
It came too fucking late, folks, and we wanted to talk about the pedestrians, but if we want to also talk about the timeliness, we can do that as well.
Yeah, because I thought it was here already, like 2 weeks ago, because that was when I first heard about this Navy hospital ship thing, and people talk about how many rooms there are there, how many surgery, how high tech and all that is there. And then people are like, people in New York don't have to worry. We have this big ship that's going to help us reduce the pressure of the medical resource, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, great. And then a couple of days ago, it's like, oh, it finally just, what's the word? No, like when it first leave.
Oh,
when it first
finally
left.
Just shipped off.
Yeah, well, whatever the technical term is. I'm like, huh? What? It's not here yet? I thought it was here 2 weeks ago.
I knew the boat wasn't here in New York yet, but from the time that they announced it was going to come to when it actually embarked for the city from Virginia, I think it was a good week. So I'm not sure why it took so long. I understand it's probably going to take longer than 24 hours. You can't just announce something and then, nope, all right, now we're leaving. I'm sure supplies needed to get ready, all that stuff. But what I don't understand is when we have a national disaster that's one that, you know, not an earthquake, and even earthquakes we are able to track and predict or to some degree, but specifically hurricanes where we really kind of know we can track them and plot them. You're always going to have that one guy or girl who's, you know, I've been living here for 40, 50 years. I've seen every hurricane. I'm not leaving anywhere. And good for them. I'll probably be that old person myself. But for the most part, you see businesses getting ready. They board up their windows. They do whatever is possible, whatever is humanly possible to prep for a big storm. Well, this virus is a big fucking storm. And we knew about it in January at this point. Why was that ship? We knew that we should have known we were going to have a bunch of cases in New York City. It's such a densely populated area in such a small space any given day during rush hour, you get on the subway and it could feel like a sardine can. So I don't understand why that Navy ship wasn't in the New York Harbor just waiting. Why wasn't it here by the end of March? Why wasn't it here by mid-March even? Even if it took, I mean, it obviously only took a week to prep. I mean, why wasn't it here in February? Just in case. I don't know how much it costs to send the ship from Virginia to New York City. Even if it's $500,000, we spend way more money on dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I agree with everything that you just say. And I just think with the modern day technology, and you would think a country like yours, if not every country in the whole world, all to have a crisis plan. And it's not like we haven't seen enough disasters, pandemic, you know, whether it's natural or man-made disasters, crisis, yet it still takes relatively longer time than it should take to respond to everything. And we obviously saw that ridiculous video of Trump seeing the ship off with all the Olympic-ish theme song. That, no offense, that shit sounded like something communist country as ours would do. Like, you need to have this big ceremony to see off this ship.
Well, I don't even think we watched the whole thing. I didn't watch him talk or whatever. And obviously, look, I'll give him credit if I think he deserves it, but what the fuck? I'm already over here sitting talking about how, why wasn't that ship embarking in February? Why are we wasting an hour? Why are we wasting even 5 minutes with this guy? When we watched it, it felt like we were watching that Chinese parade that we were watching to more or less make fun of, with Xi riding around and looking. It felt like a 1940s. It felt like a 1940s Hitler movie, seeing him like riding around in the Jeep. So at least Trump didn't come that close, but it just, with the music, and I'm all about patriotism. I love the 4th of July, I love blowing up fireworks with my friends, but let's fucking get a move on the ship. There's no need to talk. You already talked. You announced it was gonna fucking come. Just let it out to sea.
I think people enjoy symbolic moves, right? But I think things like this can be separated. Like, nowadays in New York City, every night at 7 o'clock, residents will clap their hands and applause for however long to just, you know, applause to show some respect to the medical workers. That's because we literally can't do anything else. We can only stay at home and make sure that we bear our own responsibilities. Even that, a lot of people can't do it. And we stay at home, and then we want to show some respect, show some spiritual support, and we clap. That's because we can't do anything else. Therefore, we're doing these symbolic things to keep everybody's spirit up. But as a medical ship, your main responsibility is to get here as soon as you can and start functioning as the way you're supposed to be. So when you do have that big responsibility, just forget about the symbolic move already. Leave the symbolic move to useless people like us.
Well, I'm sure everyone, the captain and everyone on that ship, wanted to be on their way. I think it was just purely Trump who needed to make a whole skeptical out of it. But even, why not, even if you want to have your little news conference, press conference, whatever it is, announcement, like, why don't you just do it and just have the ship in the background leaving port? It was just sitting there waiting, and it didn't leave till he was done. So, I don't know. And then, so anyway, the ship gets here. And was it Khan or did Michelle send us the pictures?
I sent.
Oh, you sent. Okay, so you sent these pictures to group chat, and my first reaction was, please tell me that's photoshopped.
Yeah, basically it's two, three photos showing pedestrian packed up on the street side just to watch this ship coming in. It was more crowded than a nice day in Central Park, I would say. It's easily hundreds of people, I would say. There's only that much space that you can stand to see the ship. In another word, what I'm saying is you can't just be any random place to see it, right? So the place that people gathered is not huge, and it's all packed. And you see some people wearing masks, most people don't. And you just like, what, is this the first and the last time in your whole lifetime that you're going to be able to see a ship? You have to come out now to see it? And when I first saw it, I saw it on some Chinese social media. And when I sent to you guys, I even said, I'm not sure whether it's accurate or not, because I haven't checked the reliability. What's the word?
The reliability
of the source. And yeah, and when I first looked it up after I sent it to the group chat, I think I found the news article on Daily Mail, which is a UK media that I don't often find trustworthy. But later on, I think New York Post and CNN or someone else also, a couple other media also pick it up. And then I'm like, well, looks like must be true. And to be honest, I did see videos of the ship coming in on every social media. And if I'm seeing a lot of it, that means a lot of people were filming it. Therefore, from that point of view, I can see how many people must be there on sign. When is the history?
Yeah, I really didn't believe it. Especially, I don't know who... Look, I know everyone... There's probably some people sitting at home watching the news 24/7. We're not those people. We've actually kind of been regressing back into quote-unquote normal life. We haven't done one of these in a while. We took a decent amount of time to edit the last one. So I know not everyone's watching the news. But after Cuomo's last speech that we talked about, you would think people would get it. I don't know. I said to you, I mean, have you never seen a fucking cruise ship pull into harbor before? Maybe this is my rich white male privilege from being from Long Island and growing up on Long Island. I don't know. I've been on a cruise ship before. I was a Boy Scout. We slept over one night on some U.S. Navy ship in Massachusetts. It's kind of like the Intrepid in New York, but you can stay overnight and, you know, it's deactive, whatever. Two of my friends had fishing boats. I've been on the water a lot. Like, I've seen a fucking ship. What's wrong with you people? I hope you all get the COVID. Yes, you have family and friends and people love you. I don't care. And I'm probably, if anyone hears this, is going to be like, oh, you're being too harsh or whatever. No. I'm team planet Earth. I'm team Mother Nature. I'm team Darwin. If you don't know by now to stay the fuck away from people, they were all right next to each other. There was no 6 feet of distance. If you want to take a picture or video of a stupid fucking ship, by all means do it. Stay the fuck away from one another. And if it was that small of an area, like you're saying, then walk the other way.
I wonder if people really want to go there and just snap that picture or that video for social media, or to like just send to their friends and in a way brag about it.
I don't know. What is there to brag about? Oh, I live in the city that has the most COVID cases in the country, and look at this ship that needs to come ballast the fuck out. Like, I don't get it. And I said that I hope they all get COVID. Yes, I want Darwin. If they can survive it, and some of them would, because it's not killing everyone, good for you. But I hope they get it, even just to, so they're sitting in a hospital bed or their own bed and just like, wow, that was really dumb of me to not listen to everyone's advice and not distance myself. Maybe in the future I won't do that.
That's very true. And again, I think just people ought to bear the responsibility or the consequence. You choose to do something stupid, I hope you do get to face some sort of consequence. Otherwise, I guarantee you though, there are going to be people who went there who may or may not got exposed but no show symptom whatsoever, so they will believe that they're doing okay, and when this is over, they can all be like, oh, you know, people over-exaggerated it. I went out and see the ship, and I was with people, and I'm just fine. You know, do I sound ridiculous?
No. Yeah, I guess you'll have those people, and I forget about all. But no, I mean, these are like middle-aged people, it looked like. Not that I got a clear view of faces, but it wasn't like it was a bunch of 16 to 18-year-olds. Being dumb kids. I thought the same thing. I'm sure there'll be at least one person who was there who didn't get anything, or maybe even they did and, like you said, didn't show any symptoms. It's just not worth it for me. And some people even argue, oh, you're overreacting by staying inside. And you know, we've gone for walks. I was uncomfortable on our walk yesterday. I thought, especially once we got towards the Juniper Park, it was too many people. Too many people too close. I was felt like I was dodging zombies. But yeah, I don't get it. If you need to make a paycheck and you're able to still work, I get that. I just hope, again, you're not standing near people in a train or whatever else. I mean, people were having unprotected intercourse in the 80s with AIDS. It's like, is the picture really worth that risk to get the corona? But then it's like, is the intercourse really worth the risk to possibly get AIDS? In a, like, when it first came out, the epidemic, when we didn't know what the virus was, when we didn't know if it was airborne, we didn't know. And so you're gonna, you know, go have unprotected sex with a stranger, more or less. So is that worth it? But yeah, is that picture, is that video for the gram really worth throwing that dice? I don't know. For me, it's not. I don't want a respiratory disease getting anywhere near my respiratory.
I think there are always gonna be a huge amount of people who just believe in their own immune system so much that it's always gonna be people who think it's not gonna get me. It ain't get me. Well, I don't know why I just say that. But speaking of going to work and avoiding people, I read it the other day. Apparently MTA has been reducing the frequency of subways naturally because no one was writing it. But I remember the article was showing pictures of essentially people up in the Bronx had to take subway to work. It's packed. It's like one of those peak hour packed. I'd like to say most people live in the Bronx. They can't afford to not go to work, to not get a paycheck. So I think the media interviewed one guy and he's like, if I get onto the subway, I may or may not get a virus and die. But if I don't, I will die. Therefore, I'm getting on the subway. It's really, really packed. It's crazy.
That's just scary, and I'd love if you would send that article over. That's interesting. I haven't really read much about the subways in general, because we can see the Long Island Railroad, and it is definitely also decreased, but it's still a decent amount go past every day. I'm more surprised the amount of buses that we still see on the road with lack of riders. Only maybe 2, 3, 4 riders sometimes. I get it. They already suck at how they conduct their business, and they claim that they're losing money. So I understand not wanting to have as much transit in service because it's just going to cost money, and at what point is it not cost effective? But then again, for containing this virus, by just having less trains, you're just making more packed subways and probably buses. We have the type of jobs that it doesn't, we can't go to work, unfortunately, unless, again, we find something online or you get an article. So that's it for us. We're not even in that position. But I'd imagine, yeah, if I could work, depending what the job was, I might feel inclined to do it. Because, you know, we're trying to deal with unemployment, and that was exactly what I wanted to talk about that I forgot. And hopefully we'll get it. And hopefully we'll get it sometime soon. But for those people who really need to work and who can work, I wouldn't, if I was in their shoes, I wouldn't wait for unemployment. Because you don't know how long it's going to take with the amount of people. And I guess the one thing I just wanted to say was my frustration that the New York State can't even get a fucking website correct or a phone number correct. So I tried on Monday. I got halfway through it and I took a quick break. And when I came back to the computer, I was logged out. And when I tried to re-log in, the website crashed and was down. So I decided to try the phone number. And when I tried the phone number, I just got a message from Verizon saying that the number couldn't be completed as dialed. At this point, it is Wednesday. I'm going to try again. So look, I get people being fearful and they can still go to a job. They're still allowed and they don't want to rely on not going and applying for unemployment and all that. What are your thoughts? You yourself tried the unemployment yesterday. So I guess, sorry. So I'm going to try again today. Hopefully the website is better because Thursday and Fridays, anyone can do it.
First of all, in regards to the packed subway, their system must know which line is packed and which is not, because I can't see every single line in New York City is busy. I think there are certain lines, because again, the article that I read is all about people in the Bronx trying to get to work from wherever they are, and those lines were packed. I'm sure lines in Queens and certain place in Brooklyn, certain place in Manhattan aren't. So reduce the one that you see are really almost empty and keep those that you can see that's clearly packed slightly more frequent. Not saying that resume it back to as if nothing's happened, but you operate a system in the city, you have data, you have all the information, you know. Or just judging by past experience, you know which line is busy. And it's almost a no-brainer to think, oh yeah, if, you know, for the past week, you don't see a single rider from R train, then maybe run R train every hour or something like that, and one train you see it's always packed, then run it every 15 minutes. I don't know. I don't operate the MTA, but I would think that's one reasonable to at least try.
So yeah, before you get into unemployment, I'd love to respond to that. You are absolutely, again, we're not geniuses. We're not city planners, developers, anything like that. We are two people sitting in a bathroom talking shit. But it some of these things you suggest, or I might suggest, just seem like no-brainers. So 100%, you have the data. I'm assuming not as many people in Manhattan are probably riding either. So maybe slow that down. Probably not as many people on the A train around the Howard Beach area, JFK, around Rockaway Beach. Reduce those. Reduce where you see the least amount. And then whoever, if there's only 1, 2, 10 people, then they'll have to adjust their schedules a little bit. And if they actually are still going to work, then the job itself needs to be understanding to them too. in addition to that, as you're speaking, I'm thinking, well, not only the trains, obviously you can't move a train track. So if the Bronx needs more frequent, it's only going to be whatever lines go there. But how about the idea that the buses are probably also not that busy? So if you have bus areas, again, let's just take Manhattan because it's probably less dense, or Queens. Why don't you take some of those buses that are riding in Queens and repurpose them to the Bronx and just get people? Whenever you see the construction and bus lines on the weekends, and train lines on the weekends are out of service, there's oftentimes just a bus, they call it a shuttle, it's the same bus, and they just run along the line that the subway actually runs along. Why don't they just send more buses up to the Bronx as well and just get, say, all right, we have X amount of seats. You know, we're only allowing 20, 30 people per, you'd be surprised, you could get a lot of people on that fucking bus, but that's people standing, that's again, the sardine. So even if you're like, all right, we'll allow 15 to 20 people per bus, and you're just getting everyone moving. I'm not a city planner. Is that an insane thought, idea? Is that something that impractical?
Yeah, 100% agree. Again, it doesn't, I really think all these are common sense or reasonable ways to think about how things operate, right? It doesn't take a engineer genius or a construction expert to say it, unless MTA comes out and for some reason say, we've tried this and here are reason 1, 2, 3 that it's not working, but no one's coming out and say anything, giving any reasonable facts that things you ordinary people will think is not working. And back to the unemployment, yes, I was able to finally get it done yesterday after my fourth or fifth attempt. Sometimes it just won't refresh. Sometimes it crashes in the middle of it. Sometimes it says that you run out of time. And you would think if they are timing the whole process of you filling out the forms, they ought to let you know. But no, you just filling, you think it's fine. And then 1 second you're all right, next second it's telling you, oh, time's up. And you will think that it can save whatever you fill out so far. But no, you have to start all over again. And again, this goes back to how can a country like the United States don't have a crisis plan, a crisis mode where it will just trigger all these response system to work. And again, I understand that from an IT point of view, when there are all of a sudden too many people rushing to the sites and trying to do something, it's ought to crash, as genius as Amazon is and all the other giant IT heads. They even Amazon go through a problem when they had their Prime deal day or whatever it was. But have a backup team, have an on-site team. By now, you should be able to figure it out already. I say we'll allow a day or two for you to figure out, but you can't keep using the too many people coming in as an excuse, because A, it's not that you didn't know so many people are going to come into the sites. You order people to stay at home, you know they're going to be hurt, you know they're going to come claim it, and you already foresee there's going to be a lot of people. And B, the number of people who comes in is not going to decrease, especially now that everybody is trying and small amount of people is succeeding, so there's only going to be more. And C, how long do you want people to wait for them to get their money? first of all, they're spending however many time to figure your stupid things system out, and even after they're done, they still need to wait a certain number of time, certain amount of time to for them to get the money. So all that taking into consideration, what do you expect people to do during the time?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, and we might be overdue for another video chat with Wendong, and we can ask him, but I actually don't really have a problem with the sites crashing, because I know that there are so many people accessing it and whatnot, and I guess the question for Wendong is, what I'm more upset about is, like you brought up, why you already have a login name, a username, and so you have your own profile. Why in the fuck, what is so difficult for it to be able to save the information? And like you said, Ticketmaster, when you order tickets, they give you in the top right corner or wherever it is a little clock ticker saying you have 10 minutes to complete this transaction. What is that? It's 2020. I don't think that's cutting edge technology at this point. But again, I'm not a software developer or a coder or programmer or whatever the fuck, whoever does that stuff. So I'd love to, you know, maybe get some insight from him. So I think there's some things that as people we need to be understanding about and need to have patience with. So something like a site crashing, it's super annoying, fine. But it's more annoying that all that work you just did, you have to redo. Why can't it be saved? And yeah, the longer this goes on, you're going to have more people out of work. So you're going to have more people accessing the site. It's like people ask me, oh, why don't you want universal healthcare? Or I want everyone insured, but I don't. Essentially, I want people to still be able to have a private option. And I just don't want a government takeover of the healthcare system. Look what's happening with Corona. They weren't prepared with the test. They weren't this. If we can't get a fucking website running and going correctly, why do we think the government's going to be able to provide the best healthcare for us? It's a fucking joke. And we can go on and talk about how privatization of healthcare is also not great either. We need a mix and we need better options, but I solely do not want to put the healthcare system in the hands of government. There's too much back and forth. Look how long it took just to get the stupid bill passed because people wanted to not vote on it and play politics. So it's just, again, certain things I can be patient and accept. A lot of people accessing the server, the website, it crashes, whatever. But, I mean, how difficult is it to just save? You have your profile, all right? It crashes, it saves, you come back to it when you can get it working again.
I think when government is in charge of things, naturally they will want to politicalize everything. Like the whole thing that we just rambled about, Trump seeing off the ship, that's politicians making things political when they
about them
shouldn't,
of
yeah, when they shouldn't be at all. And I remember there was this popular article, although written in Chinese, but basically it's talking about how Cuomo is only putting on a show to gain popularity so that next term he can go around for president and people don't believe him and blah, blah, blah. And again, you and I both talk about how we think Cuomo during this, especially later on, he began to sound more articulated and is taking the reasonable steps. Versus at the very beginning, we were still making fun of him, trying to sell his Flora sensed hand sanitizer or something. Mm-hmm. But when it gets a little bit more serious, we can clearly see how he's very precise, on point, and making good steps to a degree that other states' governors are basically looking up to what he's doing. So regardless of what his actual agenda is, as long as he's doing the right move, I don't care what his catalyst is, whether he's really wanted to gather popularity so that he could run or whatever, but I look at the result, right? The result is he was able to convince federal government to release ventilators and other medical resources, and he was on top of urging people to stay at home. Again, it's not like he's doing anything so great, so genius, and you and I and Khan talk about it. He didn't do anything extraordinary. He basically just did what reasonable people will expect him to take a reasonable step. It's all reasonable steps. But even under such circumstances, there are still people who's thinking, he's just doing this to build up his fan base so that in the future he can blah blah blah, he's got his own agenda. At this point, I don't care, because all other politicians got their own agenda. I don't see them doing any reasonable or as reasonable steps. So I just feel like at times people should just not politicalize everything, but yet there are people who, no matter what you do, they're gonna politicalize everything. And I think that's a long response for me to say that I agree with you. When government is involved, everything, whether or not we want it to be, it's always gonna be politicalized.
Sure. And I mean, look, I read an article that the hand sanitizer actually wasn't being made, and that you had inmates that were just repurposing Purell in new bottles that had New York State labels. So I don't know how much he's actually getting done, but like you said, he convinced the federal government to release ventilators, so that obviously is getting stuff done. I like the stance he took when he was extra stern on social distancing. Idiots are still not listening to him, but he sounds good. I 100% do not agree with every one of his policies, or I don't agree with a lot of his politics. But sometimes in a time of need or a scare like this, or whatever you want to call it, an emergency, you need someone to step up to the plate and look strong and look confident, as maybe communist as that sound, you know, oh, look up to Xi and everything. Not to that degree, but you need, I mean, look, you need leaders. That's it. Because again, look at these idiots walking around. I'm not going to listen to one of those fucking retards. Fuck that. This creepo walking in the street. Again, not that you and I are geniuses, but I don't think we need someone like Cuomo to tell us what to do. We know. But it's still good to see that that's our governor. He represents New York State as a whole when it comes down to it, that it, like it or not. And he's sounding great. And I think you need that. And if he is, if he does have an ulterior motive, which is to eventually run for president, whether that's this 2020, which he vehemently denied to his brother on CNN, or if it's in the future, 2024, I don't care. I want what's going on. You know, if he's providing aid and even providing some sort of hope to people of New York, then that's great. And isn't that, I don't take a side. There's Democrats I don't like. There's Democrats I like. There's Republicans I like. There's Republicans I hate. Fuck Jeff Sessions. Also fuck Bill de Blasio. And we haven't even talked about him and his responsibility and the way he's acted with New York. But in terms of going back to Cuomo, if he is doing this to sound presidential, everyone complains about Trump. Everyone's Trump's Twitter, this or that. Isn't the way Governor Cuomo speaking, like, isn't that what you want out of a president? Shouldn't that be a positive? So regardless of what side you are on, and again, I don't know if I'd vote for him for president just based off the way he sounds or speaks, because again, I don't agree with all of his policies. Marijuana is still not legal in New York. Fully for health, let alone recreation. So again, fuck you, Cuomo, for that. But you sound great, and people shouldn't care about, he only sounds like this because he's running for president, or he wants to run for president. Good for him then.
Exactly. It's like we say in Chinese, and I don't know if it's only a Chinese thing, but we said black cat, white cat, whichever catches the mouse is the good cat. So right, as you said, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care Democrat, what a, yeah, I don't care why is he doing this, as long as he's doing it and managing the situation. That's good enough. Whatever comes after, we will have to go through this and deal with that. But first of all, we need to get through this first.
Totally. And it's just like, how can you criticize him? And if he's, or how could you criticize him for the way he's handling it? I mean, do you want him to not sound articulate? Do you want him to sound like an idiot? Do you want him to talk about beautiful tests? We have, oh, New York City, we got the best, New York State, we got the best tests out of all 50. New Jersey, Massachusetts, you think you got good tests? You don't have good tests. We have the most beautiful tests. New York State, we got the most COVID tests. We got the most beautiful tests. All around, we're going to get the most beautiful ventilators. Is that what the fuck you want? Or do you want someone to more... If Governor Cuomo could curse, he would have been sounding like Michael Rapaport in his PSA and telling people to stay the fuck at home. If Cuomo could curse, he'd be cursing people out. We already saw his brother at some fair when someone called him Fredo, a derogatory Italian term to refer to someone as, well, if you don't know Fredo, look it up. And the brother, the CNN anchor, Chris, more or less threatened him. If Andrew Cuomo could curse, he'd be cursing like crazy at people to stay the fuck at home, this or that. But, I mean, it's like people, you can't win with some people. It's if you, oh, Trump sounds like an idiot, Cuomo sounds too good. What do you want?
Yeah, I think when people, again, are in a more or less helpless situation, because, again, people like you and me, there are not many things that we can do. We can only hope for the medical workers and hope for the government that they will do right things, right? People like you and me are here looking at things, or at least try to look at things in a more logic and reasonable way. But there are same helpless people out there who's always just going to be blaming, because it's almost a sense of comforting for them to just keep blaming on others or on the government. So if that makes them sleep better at night, I guess no harm there, or no significant harm there. And I want to come back to our little walk yesterday, because you mentioned you weren't quite comfortable, especially on our way back. There were a lot of people.
And before you continue, if I could just say, what I was really uncomfortable with was the lack of, again, if we're going to go past people, we're going in the bike lane, we're avoiding people. What I was really uncomfortable with was the lack of avoidance on some people's part, and just the nonchalantness of just, like, we came in maybe one or two situations where it was like, either we could try and pull over or, you know, walk in the street at one point. And, like this one woman wanted to pass us, and she had zero problem just, like, getting real close to us and passing us. Instead of, all right, we're not walking, there's three of us, we're not walking fast enough, then you go in the street and walk around us.
Yeah, and people running and sweating and just run right into a group of people or run right next to other pedestrians. That's just, again, I don't get people. Again, people must think, oh, I'm running, I'm boost my immune system, I'm fine. If anyone's going to get sick, it's you people slowly walking. I don't know. People do all sorts of stupid things. That includes, we have seen increasing number of masks and gloves just got tossed on the ground. Just laying there. And again, people fascinate me. Gross people. You wear a mask and gloves, so I assume you know that it's virus, it's contagious, it's not good. So why the fuck would you think it's okay to just toss them around? Can I just wear my mask and go do what I do, and then go knock on your door and just throw them in your living room? do I get to do that? Why would you do it? And also, we passed by this guy yesterday who just spit while walking, talking on his phone. Just spit.
No, he was running.
He was? But anyway, he just spit. While we passed by him, we were far, but I saw him. On the good day, you don't do that. And especially now, you're gonna do it. I like to sometimes get into people's mind, just figure out what they're thinking. I think my friend who lives in Brooklyn sent me a picture when they went out for a walk. Same thing, just masks and gloves lying on the ground.
I'll answer that question for you. They're not fucking thinking. People lack such self-awareness, or people are just so greedy and don't give a fuck about anyone but themselves. It's disgusting. And we see it even on the balcony down by the gas station, and there's garbage cans there. And I think to myself, like, wow, do we really need to put a PSA out on TV and YouTube and all that on how to dispose of your gloves and your masks? And I'm like, that's interesting. And then I'm like, oh, of course we fucking do, because we need to tell people how to wash their goddamn fucking hands. So we're stupid. And it's just, we talk about how, oh, maybe this is just Mother Nature healing the planet. You hear LA, other various places, there's not as much pollution, etc., etc. Yet, no, let's just business as usual. Let's just throw gloves and masks that are potentially may or may not have disease on them and just throw it on the ground and let other people. It's fucking disgusting. And I don't know what people, if you have masks and you have gloves and you anticipate throwing them away, bring a bag, a plastic bag, bring a Ziploc bag. And after you discard them into the bag and then throw it in the fucking garbage. What is wrong with you animals? It really disturbs me. I don't get it at all. I don't know what disturbs me more, seeing that or having someone just run by me as if it's any normal day.
Yeah, I feel like today we mostly just focus on stupidity of people during this, whether it's politician or regular people or different things that people choose to do. It's just people doing stupid things, whether they are stupid people to begin with or not, or they're just ordinary or even smart people but doing extremely stupid things.
Ignorant. Arrogant.
Arrogant, ignorant, yes. And
don't care about anyone else.
Mm-hmm. And then lead to stupid actions. And there are certainly more stupidity around the whole world that worth talking about, but try not to add too much negative energy on our audience. We shall continue in next episode, because there are things that I talk about, other stupid things around the world. So that, I don't know, maybe we'll make people in the U.S. feel slightly better or feel like we're not alone. Everybody around the world is stupid. I have a lot to say, and those are good enough for its own episode. And as usual, I want to wrap this up by saying something nicer. We are about to make some kimchi sausage fried rice with a running fried egg on top of it, and you guys don't get to eat it.
Well, nice until the last part. Jesus. Getting everyone all hyped up and then thrown in their face that they can't have it. Very nice. I have nothing nice to say. I'm annoyed at the stupidity of people, so that's it. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.